That same day, Jesus went out to the house and sat by the lake. Such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went to sow his seeds. As he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still, other seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. So, whoever has ears, let them hear."
I've really been enjoying these donkey tales, not just because stories about donkeys are entertaining. I've been enjoying the deeper look into our scriptures. You know, there are a lot of things about religion that I find strange. There are problems I have with our institutions, part of our history that makes me cringe, people who claim the name Christian that make me wish there was just a different word. But for all of that, I am reminded that it is not the scriptures' fault. This isn't a biblical problem. Sometimes those people, the institutions, the dogmas, they will use scripture, but they have to do things to the scripture to get there. They have to ignore the historical context. They have to pick and choose verses. They have to redefine words like love. When we watch people exclude, judge, or promote hate while calling it Christian, to see them use the Bible can make us wary of the scriptures. But the more I learn about the Bible, the more I dig into its stories, the more I realize how off base and out of touch those other folks are. I love digging into the scriptures with you because I love being reminded that God's story is bigger than those myopic approaches. When we read and study the scriptures, we are equipping ourselves to hold space for God's radical, inclusive love. The donkeys are just a bonus. The stories of Jesus began as an oral tradition. Not many people could read or write during Jesus' life, so the stories of Jesus were shared by voice more than writing. The stories of Jesus actually start as the stories Jesus told. Jesus was a storyteller. As his ministry grew, people were captivated by the love, acceptance, justice, and hope that he preached, so they started to talk about him. So now the stories of Jesus are both stories by Jesus and stories about Jesus. Over time, these become the stories of Jesus as told by countless authors. After Jesus' death and resurrection, there was a realization that for the stories to be preserved, they would need to be written down. They were also this way able to be sent to people at great distance. The authors who gathered the stories and wrote them down used an opening line common to religious narratives at the time. They wrote, "The good news of Jesus Christ, according to Mark or Matthew or Luke." The word "good news" is gospel. The word gospel means good news. This is why we have the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Luke. There were other accounts that were not included when a group of religious leaders sat down to vote on which books would go between the covers of the Bible. Some of those Gospels had been lost to time. Some had been temporarily forgotten to be rediscovered later. Others were ignored on purpose because those in charge did not like the way Jesus was portrayed. So we end up with four Gospels in our scriptures, each telling the stories of Jesus from a different perspective, each with a different audience. Considering our donkey tales emphasis, there are two key stories about Jesus that include donkeys. One at the beginning of the Jesus story, one near the end. Mary, the mother of Jesus, rides to Bethlehem on a donkey. Then Jesus, the soon-to-be-crucified, rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. These stories have their own special times in our Christian year, so I was looking for another donkey to preach about. I was speaking with a colleague about this predicament, and she suggested today's scripture, the sower and the seeds. It's a wonderful metaphor for how we as people receive God's message and lessons of love, how we encounter the stories of scripture. Sometimes the lessons we learn from our scriptures feel like they're growing in us. But if we don't let them take root, they will wither away when life gets difficult, much like that shallow soil. Some of the lessons we learn from our scriptures start to flourish, but competing interests in our lives deny them the opportunity to grow, just like those weeds. Some of the lessons we learn from the Bible find the right place in our hearts and minds, and they take root, and they're given the time and the care that they need to flourish. And sometimes the lessons we learn from the Bible land in hard places where they cannot survive. Oh, I love the story. I love this scripture. I told her, it's great, but where's the donkey? And she recounted for me a moment from her trip to the Holy Land. It was a visit to a farm where they talked about this scripture. Jesus speaks of fertile ground, shallow soil, the weeds, and the hard path. And she told me that the hard-pressed paths on ancient farms in that area were known as donkey paths, because the people didn't make them. The donkeys did. The donkeys would walk the easiest path at all times. And once they'd walked a route a few times, it would get packed down. Once it was packed down, it was even easier, so they'd take it again. And it was a self-perpetuating cycle. They walked where it was easy. Where they walked, it was easier. So the farmer went out to sow some seed. And some fell on the rocky soil. Some fell among the weeds, some fell on good soil, and some fell on the donkey path. This was entirely new information for me. The seeds that never took root were on the hard-pressed ground of the path that the donkeys walked. And her description of this path and how it's got its name added to this metaphor for me. The seeds couldn't take root. The message couldn't grow, because always taking the easiest way can leave us unable to receive and nurture something that takes time. I'm going to say that again, because it echoed in my mind when it came up in conversation. Always taking the easiest way can leave us unable to receive and nurture something that takes time. I've always loved this scripture. I enjoy Jesus as a storyteller. There was another defining moment for me with this very scripture. I remember one of my pastors when I was growing up preaching on how none of us are one single kind of soil. See, sometimes this scripture can be used in judgmental ways. Oh, I'm good soil. Those people are shallow soil. Oh, well, I'm trying to be good soil. I won't associate with people because they're like the weeds. I remember the sermon well when my pastor said, "We are not one kind of soil. We're the whole farm," inviting us to see ourselves as having all of these types of places in our lives. The sermon culminated with being invited to till our own metaphorical soil so we had more good soil and a better chance of receiving and growing in life. Combining that early insight with this newer wisdom about the donkey paths, I wonder, are there places in our lives where we've gotten too comfortable only taking the easy way? Times where God is speaking to us through scripture, through a moment in life, through another person. And when we hear what is being said, it just seems like so much work to actually do something about. So it hits that stubborn path in us. And it can't grow. There's something interesting about easy paths. They can't get you everywhere. Some of the most interesting, some of the most beautiful, some of the most fertile ground in our lives cannot be reached by a donkey path. To get there, we have to take a harder route. We have to go somewhere that hasn't been walked over and over and over. You see, donkey paths only develop in places that get regular traffic. To stick to what we know keeps us from ever finding something new. And yes, it takes more effort. And yes, it might leave us a little bit messier and a little bit more tired. But what can grow in those places can change it. It can change us, not just the soil. Donkey paths develop for so many reasons. Fear of change, stubbornness, comfort of routine, lack of vision. These things exist in all of us. But we are invited to go beyond those places and patterns. As we truly engage the love, acceptance, justice, and hope that Jesus lived, those things that God has been proclaiming since the very beginning, we are invited to forge new paths, to find new places in our lives where love can grow, where we can let justice take root, where we can let acceptance flourish, where we can harvest hope. So I invite you off the beaten path to the conversations and stories that may not be so easy to have as we leave that donkey path behind us. Amen.